The best tea in the city.
I am tea. Good morning. You well? I am fabulous. Thanks again to Kaya Breakfast. All right. The brand new month that is March. Eh? A brand new start for Unati. Come 12 o'clock. We can't wait to hear what she has for us. All right. Oh, yes. Yeah, stay tuned. And I hope you're safe and warm, because obviously the drizzle is keeping you a little bit, cold. But just stay warm, and the music will definitely be your soundtrack on the show today. It is episode 4 of our hashtag DoneUp Talks. And if there's anything I've learned over the past 3 weeks, it is definitely that most South African men are still not buying into the idea of going for therapy. No. Any therapy, huh? I mean, it's 2020, and men who struggle with mental health issues such as trauma, like we spoke about last week, suicidal thoughts, depression, and addiction, still do not seek professional help. They don't. King. There's still that belief that mental issues are either for the rich or kibului. Going to a doctor is therapy, Prawam, regardless of the illness. Regardless of a cough. what do you end up doing? We put the cough mixture. Until media could so just forget the TB. Then you go to the doctor. That's therapy. Actually, you know, Prawam, your car is taken care of more than you. Do you know that? Transiak, yeah. You take it to the car wash. Yeah? You take it for service. If there's one thing you keep on checking is, yeah? You check it upon when is it due? And then you make proper arrangements. And even when it doesn't really need it, your sala, I'll say Taga Wheel and Tie, yes, or other wheel shops. You take it for wheel alignment. By lule. Ibe, when are you going to take yourself for alignment? When? Emotionally, you need it. Because it's the whole thing of tie. If it's the scar, if it's not a scar, if it doesn't show, therefore, it won't kill me. Hence my question. Why is it still hard to get men to consider therapy? Why? Why don't you consider therapy? Hashtag why men avoid therapy. As we said,
men avoiding therapy and the reasons behind them.
Therapy involves looking at yourself in the mirror and seeing the not so good, as well as seeing the good parts of yourself. And men don't know how to handle the reality of things, since they have been programmed to mask everything that can possibly be covered up. It is sad because they carry so much weight with them. True. Dumimahlo arbarati, the reason why most of us men don't go for therapy? Huh? We think that we are strong to handle everything. Whatever it is that we're facing, without knowing or seeing, we are just as fragile. We are not as strong. Because if you think about it, therapy as a weakness of the entire body, sadly, there's no x-ray machine equivalent for mental health. None. Even if you put, you do a forehead test, you know when you have a headache, we test the temperature by putting our hand there. There's no forehead test for this, to tell if a man has mental issues. The only time we hear that that's what a mental issue, it is too late. Most times, it's too late. He has either committed suicide, or he's abusing alcohol, or this has led him to losing his job. When you find out why, mental issues. And subsequently, what happens? He loses control of his life. Simple. Are you a member of AA? Alcoholic Anonymous? Are you? Are you on antidepressant? Are you quitting smoking? You are chewing gum now, or you are vaping? This means you went out and looked for help, and you are using the help. That is therapy. That, exactly. That's therapy. So why is it so hard to go and sit in front of a stranger and clear your emotional baggage? Fears included. Are you afraid that you need to show your weakness? Hashtag, why men avoid therapy. My three teaspoons coming up. Oh man, come on, give it up for Shampoonizer. Yeah. Yeah, tips. Through inspiration, people succeed. What a comedy night. Guess who decides to show up on stage? Skomp. Oh my word, it was crazy. It was my first time seeing Sifiso Nene. Oh my gosh. Jeez. That man sounds like Moga Friday.
Yeah.
So I'm Latin.
No, sorted,
Yo! No, 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 my ribs are still trying to recover from Sifiso Nene. Yes! I know. No, what a show. What a show. I really had an amazing time. And for those who want tickets on my Twitter account, I'm glad you make it. Those who could make it, it was really, really lovely. What a beautiful night spent of nothing but laughter.
Three teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
Here are the three teaspoons on why men avoid therapy. One, you know, this whole not a big deal mentality. Nah, it's not a big deal. A major challenge is making men understand that they are suffering from mental health issues. A lot of men still downplay what they are going through and hope that it will somehow just go away. If the sky is not visible, then the pain doesn't exist. That mentality is the major reason men seem not to seek therapy. Two, talking to a stranger. Men are still reluctant to buy into the idea that a stranger can or should or be trusted to fix their problems. Another notion that keeps men from going to see a therapist is what? Self-diagnosis. They know what's wrong. Even worse, they even preempt what the therapist is going to ask them to do. Why? Because like we only got days of our lives. Yeah, and daughter, like a cough. Your brain needs a doctor too. The last teaspoon on the three teaspoons on why men avoid therapy. I know this is going to sound like a cliche, but it is true. It's a generational curse. It's not our culture. Oh, it's not our culture. We don't do things like that, blah, blah, blah. Hey, if that's the case, how come families would be called to come solve a matrimonial problem? Eh? How come there was a crawl to go to for a counsel, to seek counsel? Well, of course, the only problem with that, with those systems, is that they were communal therapy and they dealt with the problem, not the person. Mental health issues are very individual. The curse, not to be vulnerable, has led to men dying inside. Hello, girls.
Hi, Guti. Hello.
Happy new month.
Yeah, happy March.
Yes, we're marching on, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gone for therapy, Kinek?
No, I haven't.
Because there was no need?
No, there's always a need for therapy. Definitely. I mean, I go around telling people I feel everyone should go to therapy. So is there it? Is a need. I just haven't gone. But I definitely, it's a process that I'll undergo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What has stopped you from going?
Probably, I don't know. I haven't managed my time properly, but I could go anytime.
Anytime?
Yeah.
It's not something that you will even think twice about?
No, definitely not.
And money is not one of the things that, you know,
no,
stops
also,
you from?
No. I don't think it's a money situation. I know people who've gone to therapy who've told me about the sessions and how it's doable.
Yeah.
It's doable.
And medical aids do come.
Yeah, it's not impossible.
JJ?
I've also never been to therapy. I wouldn't mind going to therapy, only if maybe the therapy rooms didn't look like clinics. I've got a phobia for any doctor rooms.
Oh,
so.
Wow, what an observation. Yeah?
It's true. Strangely. So I think if the rooms didn't look like doctor's rooms, I wouldn't mind sitting next to somebody. But otherwise, walking into a room where I feel like you're a doctor and not a friend, it kind of gives me like the creeps. If maybe they decorated the rooms with like cushions or, I don't know, maybe like, I don't know.
You just
want
a different setup.
I
think you do get it, hey? I think,
That's a beautiful observation. Yeah. So in other words, what you're saying is, if the environment is neutral.
Mm. Yes. And it doesn't feel like as if I'm definitely the one there.
Because the worst thing, the last thing you want to be is to work in knowing that there's something wrong with me.
Yeah.
Even though we know why I'm here.
You don't want it to be obvious.
I like that.
We are multi-layered, T. We don't like being unpacked as men. Those insecurities and so much more. Yeah, shortcomings, and the likes. See, is the reason why we run from therapy. Sabata Tau RT, from my personal account, I delayed attending my grief counseling. By the time I overcame my ego, it was too late for the grief counselors to help me. So they referred me straight to a psychologist. There you go. Why men avoid therapy? Stick around as I have a chat with Christopher Harper. All right, Christopher Harper is here. He's a counselor. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
You well?
Yeah, I'm doing
good. I'm envious of your hair.
Yeah, only problem is it's very grey at the moment.
And that's the why. It is the silver fox. It's the silver fox. And that shows experience. Now, why men avoid therapy?
I think the first thing is that we as men don't like to admit that we got problems. Mm. We've grown up in a society that tells us we've got to be big, we've got to be strong, we've got to be tough, we've got to cope with everything. So anytime we kind of struggle with things, we feel any weakness, we kind of say, well, I can't be like that. That's not the way I need to live my life, because that's not what a real man is.
Yeah.
And so we lose sight of that. And so we start doing other things to hide our pain. So we'll go and drink ourselves into oblivion every night. We'll go party. We'll go buy as much stuff as we can. We'll go and get involved in things that otherwise don't assist us, don't help us, don't take us forward. And so we kind of get stuck in this pattern that we repeat again and again and again. And it was as one of the responses that you said earlier, a guy was talking about not going to grief counseling because he wasn't ready for it. He wasn't in a place to acknowledge it. And in the end, it just grows and grows and grows.
One of the reasons why men don't avoid going to therapy, does it really have to end in tears?
No, therapy isn't just all about if things are going bad for you. Sometimes it's also about taking people's lives who are going really well and saying, how can we make them even better? We have this idea of therapy and counseling as just being about people who've got some kind of psychiatric illness.
Yes.
But it's not necessarily all about that. Sometimes people come in and say, you know what, I'm doing really well at work, but I want to do even better.
Sure.
Things are going well in my family life, but I know that if we make a few changes, things can get better with us too.
Yeah.
So it's not all about this negative mindset that we come in when we talk about therapy.
Am I right in putting a parallel sort of analogy to it by saying it's like servicing your car? You don't have to wait for it to break down for you to service it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so important for us to kind of keep ourselves tuned up in order to be able to face the things that come to us. Because let's be honest, it's a difficult world we live in. Mm. We're faced with so many problems, so many things that get thrown at us from all day, every day, that if we don't find that support, if we don't get that help, that then we run the risk of just falling apart. Mm. So let me give you another analogy. It's like when you throw a pebble into a lake.
Yeah.
And you can see how where the pebble drops initially, there's one ring, and then it just gets wider and wider and wider. And it's the same with us. Mm. That if we as men don't come forward and say, acknowledge first of all that we have problems, that there are things that we find difficult to deal with, that then those things just expand out, and so the next people it's going to affect are the people we're closest to.
Oh, yeah.
Our families, our girlfriends, our partners, our loved ones. From there it extends to our work. from our work, it extends even into our community, to the way we respond on a bigger, broader basis.
But do I really need to sit in front of you, Chris, or is talking to friends also therapy?
Talking to friends can be useful, but sometimes they don't have the necessary ability to give you the skills and the tools that you need that we can teach you.
Yeah, they hear you.
To help take you to the next level.
Yeah, they hear you, but...
Yeah. And it's kind of like, I suppose, if your sex education just comes from your friends, you kind of learn all sorts of things. You don't necessarily get all of the truth when you're growing up as a teenager.
Sure, sure.
You will get all the myths, all the stereotypes, all the other things that will come, but the true understanding is often lost.
Yes.
And it's the same with us, is that our friends may be meaning well, but they don't have those same skills and abilities that we need in order to teach us how to take things forward.
Avoiding therapy, is it a race thing or is it just a man thing? What have you found in
It's an all people's thing.
Okay.
And it's definitely a man thing.
Oh.
And even in my own life, there were times where I've been through stuff, and I know this, and I know I should go for therapy.
Because
I tell people to go for therapy. But even in my own life, I was sitting and going through major life changes.
Yeah.
And I knew that I needed to go and talk to somebody, but there was still within me something that said, well, do I really want to open myself up and make myself vulnerable?
Oh, yeah.
And the problem with me doing that was I ended up doing things that weren't in my own best interest.
Uh-oh.
And so I even had to learn to do things and to say, practice what you preach, brother.
Yes, yes.
You can't go out and tell people one thing and do something different in your own life. And so that's kind of why it's important to be able to do that, to be able to acknowledge where you are and what's happening in your life.
Christopher Harper is joining us also for Lucid. Call in 086-000-0959 as we're talking about why men avoid therapy. And we're also going to be talking about the quiz that Danup just put up under the hashtag why men avoid therapy. They gave you four options there: stigma, cost, benefits, and others. And we're going to discuss them as well one by one. But in the meantime, talking about why men need therapy or why men avoid therapy is girls like this.
11:38. Welcome to Kaya FM. Home of Neapolitan.
Can you say that?
Excuse me?
You sounded like you're going to say home of Cosmocity.
No. Okay. No?
Say it right.
Okay. Home of the Neapolitan. That's who we be.
No, slow down.
Home of the Neapolitan.
There you go.
Oh.
Hello, you. Hello,
that's
you.
That's why I'm in therapy. That's why I'm in therapy.
So you do go for therapy?
Therapy is a constant in my life. Being the daughter of a psychologist, retired psychologist to the United Nations. Yes, my father, Mr. Ngai. So therapy has been a theme in our lives, our entire lives.
Is it?
Yeah, I've been in therapy now 3 years straight. For the first year, I went every single week for 52 weeks.
Okay.
And then for the past 2 years, I've been going every fortnight.
But what is the reason? Because sometimes that is overlooked. We just hear therapy and we're like, oh.
Initially.
Uyagulalo.
No, like ungaguli. And it's also to make sure that I don't get sick. So initially it was because I was going through a divorce and I wanted to prepare myself mentally.
Okay.
To get through that transition of being married and now uncoupling and now who am I outside of this identity that I've been linked with for 14 years. So it was to find myself.
Okay.
And the last 2 years it's maintenance. We go to the dentist, we go to the optometrist, we go to the GPs, we take our cars in for service. But the one thing that runs all of that, we're like, oh my gosh, I don't need it. You do need it. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I go to therapy now constantly, because she's become my life coach with everything.
Wonderful.
Whether it's profession, whether it's
this
boys,
girl is going and getting.
Coach. She's here. She's with me. She keeps me solid. She keeps me sane.
Yeah.
And she keeps me ahead of the game, honestly.
I know you are.
Thank you.
That much you are.
Thank you. And I wish, you know, Tina, as black people, we didn't find it as such a stigma. Mental health is... our body is the one thing we do everything in.
And it's run by which engine?
The one at the top.
Thank you.
Ching, ching, ching. She was asking me, how are you doing? The lady in the song is so fine. Keep up with me. What's happening?
Hota joy.
I mean, Rijayona, Rufayona, you know.
Did you have to wear makhosa?
I didn't have to, but I chose to because I'm an Afropolitan and I know the choice is everything and I got
it. Do you know my love for makhosa?
They're celebrating 10 years this year, so that's
As I take my shoes...
are you wearing makhosa socks?
My leg up,
that is so disrespectful. Like, how expensive are those socks?
I'm Afropolitan.
Oh!
What's up? What's going on? What's happening on your show?
So, we've got Act of Love that's coming through.
What?
Act of Love.
Active Love.
Act of Love. Plural. Oh. Act of Love. Oh. Acts of Love. So, yes, Act of Love, basically. You know, we always check up on people beginning of the day. We always check up on them end of the day. Midday, sometimes they need us the most and we forget about them. So, we're going to introduce that, checking up on people during the day. Specifically today, I want to congratulate the newly appointed chief negotiator in the African Continental Free Trade Area negotiations, mm-hmm. appointed by our president himself. He shall be based in Ghana, Accra. So we want to welcome him and say, all the best for your new
Ghana
job.
Ne, and Ghana, ne. the land of Kwame, ne.
The land of plenty in 2020. So we want to congratulate him.
Why am I excited?
I love Ghana.
I
love
Ghana.
Yeah. It's your love. Mm-hmm. It's your love. It's amazing. Yes.
What else?
This morning I interviewed an incredible woman. She's the director of marketing and corporate affairs at JSC. She is phenomenal, Susanella Morrison. So we spoke to her. Yeah, she's coming through.
I want to hear about the music.
The music, you know, it's International Women's Week, so I'm celebrating my favorite South African female vocalists.
Hi.
So they have a whole mix day.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweep. 20 minutes of one female vocalist a day. I want to give it to you.
Yes, sir.
Bafe. And then there's things that you want to unhear that you hear during the day, you know? That maybe will annoy you, or maybe not. We don't know.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Fascinating stuff. It's the content we sign up for, Bafe. Hello. You missed me. Don't lie.
Bye, Felicia.
Take the last step. Call 086-000-959.
It's time for you to take the last step. Chris, you're going to need some headphones so that you can hear the calls. Just grab one of those pair there. And let's start with you, Baliseng. Good morning. Wait. Baliseng, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, T.
Is this Miss Mora?
Yes, it is.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you, T. I think the therapy issue, thank you for touching on it, because for us as a family, tomorrow marks 3 months since we lost our mother. And I have been the person who has been sick, who has been the weakest link. And I'm trying to recover from that. But then it breaks my heart to watch my two brothers who refuse to go for therapy breaking apart. So I think it's the ego, it's the men thing to see that, you know, as men of the house, because we no longer have a mother, we orphans right now. And they refuse to actually look after themselves, to go for therapy, because they're more concerned about the weaker link of the family, which is me.
Yeah.
But come on, seeing them breaking apart daily breaks me apart as well, and they don't get that point. So I think it's just the man ego or the man thing to say we need to remain strong, you know?
But what has made you to stay strong? Because you yourself are not going for therapy, or are you?
I'm not going for therapy as such, but for me, staying strong was because of them. But I stayed strong. I got sick. I had to go for counseling. I've been in and out of the hospital since my mom's passing because I couldn't deal with it. But me going through those sessions, little sessions, it means that after a certain session, I was getting, you know, those 3 minute talks with people to say, you know what, all will be fine. And now I believe that I'm the stronger link than the two of them, because they haven't been through that breaking down part. They're still trying to hold, you know, the family together. They're still trying to remain the pillars of the house. Yeah, but they're also breaking apart inside. And, I mean, they're my brothers. I've known them for more than 41 years.
Of course.
And I know them so well. They're just breaking apart inside.
All right. Thank you, Baliseng. What, Chris, what would you say to Baliseng? I mean, what message what at least pearls of wisdom can you give her in terms of what she must do? At least to try and encourage her elder brothers to go and get therapy.
I think the first thing is to Bali saying to her family, our condolences on the death of their mom. I want to say to her that I'm really glad that she's gone through therapy and she's found that support. And ultimately, she just needs to be there for her brothers. And the same lessons that she's learned in going through therapy is maybe just to share them with her brothers as they go.
Oh, yeah.
To give them the opportunity to listen to some of the things that she's saying, some of the lessons she's learned, and as she passes them on to them and as they see kind of the difference it's made in her life, hopefully that will have the ripple effect and they'll be able to take it forward.
Because the biggest problem right now is you must go to therapy. Therapists seem not to be coming to you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I get that. All right. Itumele, good morning. Dumza?
Brachi.
Welcome.
Chapiro.
Good grand.
Brachi, I thought I've got it all. Saying I'm going through divorce, I've got it all. Everything is well, but I've been down for a couple of weeks, Brachi. So tomorrow, I'm going for therapy tomorrow, which is going to be my first therapy.
Is it your first? Wow.
Yeah, Brachi.
What made you say, finally, I must go?
But we always say, Machita, we don't cry, we just rush about, but deep down, you know, you're preaching, preaching, and things are not going well, and you try all your best mentally and physically, like you don't know, I'm going to be there, gonna, but along the way, but you have to, or at us around to preaching.
Sure. How did you know where to go? How did you even know this is the therapist I must talk to?
But at some point you don't feel yourself, but and you, when people ask you about how are you feeling, you say, no, I'm okay, I've got this, everything is okay. But deep down when you're alone, but you feel like, you know what, I can't do this, I'm lying to myself, I'm lying to people.
Sure.
Yeah. So but that's when I took a step, like, you know what, I made my appointment last week, so they gave me tomorrow stage, 8 o'clock in the morning.
You'll be there, ne? I would like to know how it goes. Maybe let's talk again on Monday.
Yeah, I can give you a call. Okay, I can give you a call. I can give you my number. I'll
put you on hold, and Keith will be in touch with you. Huh? I mean, that's the thing, right? I mean, you think, and it's divorce is emotion.
Yeah.
And you think, I'm just hurting, and it will end, right? Mm.
Well, divorce is so much more. We heard earlier the talk about how your identity changes also, because suddenly you are a husband, you are a father, immediate father. If your family splits, you become alone again.
Yeah.
The kind of the same connections that you have changes. So it's really redefining who you are again after a divorce.
And is that redefinition that you need to find, right?
Yes.
And get somebody neutral, trained with the skills to give you how to redefine that.
Yeah. And also somebody who's not going to judge you. Because often when it's our friends, they will all be on our side.
Ah, and that's judgment, by the way.
Yes. So they will all be like on that. Our side and ignore the parts of us that are difficult to live with sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like Tembi?
Hi, T.
You say it's not only men, you too.
Me too, Tibos. By the way, that was my top 10 playing Tibos. I don't know why we got cut off. Anyway.
Oh, yes. I mean, I called it out. But anyway, I thank you for the beautiful top 10. Yeah.
Yes, Tibos. Tibos, me too. Last year, got Easter. We had a house robbery at home, and my brother was shot dead in front of me.
Dead?
Yes, dead in front of me and my son. And I didn't go for therapy because I don't know why I am struggling. Ke get a superwoman, ke glela gore ke ntse ke tloba sharp. But at the end of the day, the thing ya ninja, ha ke sharp. Because I normally cry.
Yeah.
For no reason. Because he was my brother. You can just imagine what go high in a really two.
Yeah.
Now, kita skili one tibo, skin na wana kili one. Everything is a villain now. I've got no siblings. I've got cousins. I've got everybody that.
Yeah, but it's not, that's not the same, right?
it's not the same. My brother was there to kind of like, I've got this, you know. So him being shot in front of me, the memory, somebody eating, and Ukari in the era fresh every day. I don't know.
Are you ever going to go for therapy?
Because I want to, but I'm scared.
Scared of what?
I don't know.
Wait, let's hear what Chris has to say.
Fear of the unknown.
Chris? Tembi, also condolences about your brother.
Thank you.
It takes a lot of courage to go for therapy. Because you do open yourself up again, and in telling the story again,
because that's where it's going to start.
That's
isn't
where
it?
You start. You will face those same kind of emotions, but therapy will give you the skills in how to better deal with them, how to address the flashbacks, how to address that constant pain that's deep inside your tummy. I'm sure. That kind of gnaws away at you sometimes, where it just feels empty and sad and you just feel hollow inside. And I think therapy will give you the ability to deal with those things, to find the counseling to support you through that process and to get you through that. It is estimated that in this country, nearly 10% of our population are suffering from some form of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yes.
And that's a mammoth amount of people within mm-hmm. this country.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take into account the socioeconomic conditions, because you mm-hmm. can't separate therapy from the context we live in.
Oh, yeah.
From the economy, from the society, from housing, from water, sanitation.
Mm. There are also other problems, yeah.
How everything fits together. So we have a major problem with stress, trauma, and post-traumatic stress disorder within the country that needs to be dealt with and addressed. And Tembi, I would really advise you to find somebody who, first of all, you feel comfortable with, because you're not going to connect with every counselor you
meet.
Yes,
sometimes, yes. You may choose the wrong counselor, so to speak.
It's got to be the right person with the right skills to help you and to take it forward from there.
So I think you should look under grief and post-traumatic disorder as well. Yeah. All right. We'll get your number, Tembi. Hold on, all right?
Thank you very much.
There you go. Okay, let's take Sims. Because of time, you'll be the last caller. So does Pure. Hi, welcome.
Sims? Hello.
Hi, Sims.
How are you, Tibos?
We're good, man. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Listen, Tibos, I was hijacked in December because I drive in a buggy that has a closed canopy. They put me at the back of the buggy. They drove around for a few minutes, and they parked the buggy wherever and left me, but they took my wallet and PIN numbers to get my money. And so I wasn't so scared, but after 20 minutes having stayed at the back of the bike, I managed to break loose and get some help from the police and the likes. But then when I got home, my wife advised me to get some therapy, whereby I went for two sessions.
Okay.
And the therapist that I went to was a lady. But then, I went on the 27th of December, and the second one was January the 24th. So by then, she said, I'm fine, because I could, you know, simply communicate with her, and I could still speak about it, the mishap to other people. So just by doing that, it makes one to overcome whatever the repercussions would be later. You know, if you, like say I come to you and reveal to you, this is what happened, and so on and so. So she said, by me talking to other people, it helped, even though I went only for two sessions, and she said, I'm fine.
Do you feel like fine, that, though? Do you feel that was enough?
Yeah, I'm a strong person anyway, so I went for two sessions, and she could feel that because I didn't have any nightmare after the incident. So she said, I'm fine, let's change.
All right.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate that, Simpson wrote a report. I mean, to wrap it up, Chris, I mean, what do we say? Why men avoid a therapy and why they should not?
I think from men's own health sake, not just their mental health, but because your mental health affects your physical health, it affects your ability to relate to other people, it affects your job prospects, it affects every single part of your life.
The ripple effect.
There we go. It's so important for men to be able to take that first step, to kind of recognize that it's not a sign of weakness, but actually a sign of courage to come forward and to say to somebody, I can't cope, I'm really battling, I'm struggling with how to put things together in my life, and things are falling
apart. And leave that room with tools on how to do it, right? Christopher Harper, thank you so much.
Thank you, T.
The best tea in the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.